Church of God, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Mazuda, ose, makatende kache, mazuda, mazuda. Thank you. Hallelujah, vakatendeka mazuva ose, hallelujah. Tinomurumbidza, Isu tinomurumbidza, Ivo Ishe weMasi, Aivo Hakuna. Aiwa hakuna, ayaiko hakuna, murume wakafanana na Ishewe Masi, Ishe ndokudenga, ndokudenga, ndiye anotonga.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you all.
Because we know, Lord God Almighty, just to be able to come to church, it is a victory, oh Lord God Almighty. Father, we just want to thank you, because we also know that you have got something prepared for us tonight, Lord. Heavenly Father, there is a reason that you have brought us into your house, oh Father. That is the reason, Lord God Almighty, we have come here under expectation, oh God. And we know that, oh Lord God Almighty, we always get what we expect. That is the law of God. And we know that our God is so faithful. He will never let us down. Every time he makes a promise, where two or three are gathered in my name, he is always present. He never misses his appointment. And we know, oh God Almighty, that because we have been found in church today, we will go home back to our places of abode with a testimony. Because we know that those who came here sick, they will go healed. Those who came here heavy burden, they will go free. And Father, we know that is your characteristic. And Father, we just want to thank you tonight, God for Almighty. You've given us a future once again tonight. We pray, Heavenly Father, that may the power of the Holy Spirit so anointing, Father, that we might be able to be, Lord God Almighty, putting himself aside, that you, Lord God Almighty, you will come and speak to us through the vessel of play this evening. Father, we thank you, even as we invite you in this service, come and start with us and end with us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thanksgiving. Repano Mugamoti Gare, in part of the Shoma Shoma.
For just a little while, as we read the Thanksgiving.
Panasista Kutala, we were encouraged to ask for what we think is impossible. I asked God that my children, my husband, and myself, we may make it to heaven. Today, my eldest son Michael dreamt an angel taking us all to heaven, and he said it is a beautiful place. Michael did not come to church on Wednesday. I am at a loss of words, but thankful for the way he has showed me that he is God who listens to us and answers prayer.
Amen.
Ah, because I think the only reason is
what
I am.
If you cannot thank God for such a testimony, what can we do?
To the point that Maris was
we want to thank God so much.
Sister Kuta Zakare.
Sister Kuta again.
Varikuti Loyan Mendi, Pakat Pedu.
She has brought a visitor in our midst.
Shamariao and the Vanoni. Pastor Linda Wungwe.
She is Pastor Linda Wungwe.
Daishe la taura nao la goaroka bada. Tichakumbira Pastor Linda wa sumo ketingo wa cherecheza. Tichewa chingami za ukchechi. Tino tenda mwari. Tino faracha izo kwenemi.
So glad to have you.
Tino tenda kuti vangeri ya kati chengecheza.
Believe the same gospel that has kept us.
Could it change the whole land?
For us to have an image.
Each other in which they was a canak.
To do the same to you.
Saka, no funga, Kuyokangu Pano, mfundisi vari kumbotizororei zvavo. Saka toda kungoti kurukurei pamusoro pezvishoma shoma zvatinombokurukura nehama dzedu kuti omboshavawo.
Fellowship a little more about the things that we fellowship with the brethren in the worship.
So when you come to the summit, that's where you're going to come from.
God's
going
to save you. Just want to read the word of God.
Exodus chapter 3.
Exodus chapter 3.
Chapter 1, verse 1.
Start from the first verse.
Exodus chapter 3.
Exodus.
Zvakanaka kumbotaurawo zvinhu zvemweya.
It's good to talk about spiritual things.
Iyo iri yatouya panapa ichitaurwa kunzi mwana akarota ngirozi.
This testimony that the son Michael dreamt about an angel.
Regerai kuti mboverenga pamusoro pengirozi yaJehovha ka.
This also speaks and or read about the angel of the Lord.
And Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire. I want you to notice the angel of the Lord is the one who appeared to
Moses
in a flame of fire. And he looked and behold the bush burned with fire and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Okay. Regret Torah, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
Let's take Isaiah chapter 13, verse 8.
This is a very common scripture. And it's quite a nugget for the message believers. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Ngati kotanisei uso wedu. And totsinzi nyameso yedu.
And close our eyes.
Before we pray,
Takatsinzi
Nyakodaro,
with our eyes closed,
Gatisinzi Mako Edu,
let's raise our hands.
Todakuimba Rumbo Runofare Wanem Tumwa Jehovah.
We want to sing the song that was the song led by the angel of the Lord.
Only believe. Only believe, all things are possible. Oh, only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. We thank you, Almighty God, tonight. We thank you, gracious Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus Christ, the same one who was leading Moses, the same one who was with Paul, the same one who was leading Brother Branham. And when the prophet rested, we know and we are told you did not go with the prophet, but you are still around molding your bride for the rapture. And Father, here we are for that very purpose, that you may conscientize us once again so that we can be awake to what things belong to us in this day. Father, may you just help us. I want to commit this service into your holy hands. May you come now and take over, take control, take charge and have your own way. Let the sick be healed. Let the weak be strong.
Amen.
Let them that have been getting to be powerless restore their strength. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading of Israel.
It's difficult to preach with these things on our mouths.
I see,
this is what we are being asked to do, and we have to follow. And it's really for your protection. May the Lord bless you as you take your seats. Going back to Exodus chapter
3,
we see here Moses was called by God. And he was called to lead an Exodus. And this Exodus was God ordained. God knew very well how he was going to use
Moses.
But before Moses could get to the use of the Lord, he was supposed first to meet God face to face. And that is exactly what Brother Branham says in this day. He says, before a man claims to be a preacher, or before a man stands behind the sacred desk, he must meet God at the backside of the desert first. Because if it is not like that, it is going to be disaster. Because you meet the unexpected. And when you meet the unexpected, you'll be a failure. Because you won't have faith in what you are doing. So, I want to draw this picture that when God called Moses and he led him by the pillar of fire to lead the children of Israel, I want you to look at it this way. To say God has got a certain character that he had built in Moses that was compatible with the pillar of fire leading the children of
Israel.
And the children of Israel who were following Moses, they also had a certain character that was compatible also with the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And all that the Holy Spirit or the pillar of fire desired in Moses was also vested in the children of
Israel.
That is why you see when you follow them on their journey,
Those who did not have that character would quickly blow up. That was the first Exodus. We come to the second Exodus. We have got Paul. Paul also, that is Acts chapter
9.
He met this great light. Okay, Moses said it was a burning bush. And Paul says he met this great light which struck him from the horse and he went down. But being a properly taught person in the Jewish religion, he knew that this great light was none other but God himself. Somebody might say, but you are saying God himself, but the Bible was talking of the angel of the Lord. Okay. And the angel of the Lord, this is verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. This is verse 2. And when the Lord, I like the Shona one. When the Lord, which is Jehovah himself, J-E-H-U, when he saw that Moses turned aside to see, the angel of the Lord spake unto him out of the midst of the... That was wrong. God called him out of the midst of the bush. So, here we are not talking about too many things. Brother, sister, we are so much a privileged people to be led by the pillar of fire. This is not history. Let me repeat. This is not history. This is present tense. Here when you are talking now on verse 14.
Exodus 3:14.
Moses had asked you, whom am I going to say has met me? What is the name of your of this God? The children will ask. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Hallelujah. Not I was, not I will be, but I am right now. Talk about today. Today.
17 July 2020.
He is still the same. He is still the I am. And that is for a purpose. That is for a reason, my brother and sister. God doesn't just do things for the sake of doing things. Remember, I said the character in the pillar of fire, the character is the prophet, and the character is the followers of the prophet who follow the pillar of fire. They are compatible. So, if Moses was following I am, that same I am came from being just the word. And he became a man. John chapter 8.
John chapter 8.
We are now in the middle of the Bible. John chapter 8.
John chapter 8.
And the Pharisees were talking a lot of unnecessary things to him. Okay. And then He asked them.
Or
rather, they said, you are not even yet 50 years. How can you talk of Abraham? Did you see him? Verse 58. And Jesus said unto them,
yes,
verily, verily, I say unto you,
zero pass,
before Abraham was,
Abraham after the Arapo,
I am. Aberration and operas, not just poeing. I am.
Ndiri.
Right now.
Yes, you know.
He is never past the tense. He is always the present tense. So the benefits that those people got back there from I am, today you can also get them. Because you are also facing the same I am. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, we want to take our thought. I realize I did not announce the thought. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New.
Jehovah Old Testament is Christ. Is Jesus Christ the Old Testament?
But when you know about that, what does that help you? In school, people used to learn arithmetic. These days, I understand they are now learning applied mathematics.
Yes, you know how to put this down? Applied math.
Not just mathematics, but applied. Thank you. They used to learn about biology.
What is that biology?
And today they are now learning applied biology.
Yes, yes, that biology. You understand this way, you understand that by.
They used to hear biochemistry.
What is that biochemistry?
But today it's now applied biochemistry.
Yes, no, yeah, biochemistry, which is and this, you know.
We are also saying
Siliputi.
When you know that the Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New.
Yes, what about it?
What are you going to do with that information? What we want to look at is the nature of that Jehovah. The character of that
Jehovah.
And his character is smartly displayed in the seven redemptive names. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha.
Jehovah Nupota.
Jehovah Nisi.
Jehovah Nisi.
Jehovah Shalom.
Jehovah Rukare.
All those names were displaying the character of our great
Jehovah,
the great I am. So, if that was his nature, Brother Branham says he comes to church every day. Every day that you are coming to church, you will be here. Inclusive today. Now,
he knows.
He is with us right now.
Denying it, you know.
Looks like some are not believing it. How many believe it? One time, Brother Branham had to preach and asking questions.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
Believe is now this? God bless you.
So,
if we believe it, let us hear what this God is like. He is the great God that we know, who created the heavens and the earth. But when he created all those things, his eye was really on you. He wanted you to inherit the kingdom of heaven. That is why He knew very well. Maybe you tried to go to other churches and try to worship in those places. But God knew very well you would never go to heaven by the gospel being preached by Rabbi Uma. He knew very well you would never go to heaven being led by somebody who was dressed in all white. Like a bride on the wedding day. He knew you have got a certain character. That character can only be compatible by the ministration of the pillar of fire. Amen.
Amen.
How many like the pillar of fire?
Hallelujah. Amen.
When he is not there, we are not there as well. Why? The angel of the Lord, who is Jesus Christ, who is the angel of the covenant, the Holy Spirit in this day, he is the same. He doesn't change. And it has got one purpose. To prepare us for the rapture. And that is why we are here tonight. We are here to be prepared for the rapture. Okay, so the prophet says, let me maybe take our first quote. Brother Branham, okay, before I read, Brother Branham was explaining how he met the angel of the Lord. In the cave when he was praying at Green's Mill. So he says he saw that ball of fire. And he just saw a light. And this light, he says the whole room was dark. Maybe let's read it. The angel of the Lord and how the angel of the Lord came to me and his commission.
550117.
I looked around and there it was above me. The very same light. Right there above me, hanging like that. Circling round like a fire. Kind of an emerald color going whoosh, 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 whoosh. Like that. Just above me. And I looked and I thought, what is that? Now it scared me.
Let me stop there.
He says it scared me. But it is so surprising. This is the prophet who is in the presence of the pillar of fire. Just like we are also in the presence of the pillar of fire. But the prophet says it scared me. But it's so surprising when some of us get in the presence of God.
Are you
standing
with your hands in your pocket?
Oh. So, Melinda, I'm not going to get the only believe. Maybe one hand is up, the other one in the pocket. I wonder whether you are in the presence of the same pillar of fire. Because it is such a fearful presence. Let's go ahead, 149. I heard somebody coming. Just walking only, it was barefooted. And I see the foot of a man come in. It was dark in the room, but right here where it was shining right down. And I seen the foot of a man coming in. And when he came into the room, walked on up, he was a man. About like weigh about 200 pounds. And he had his hands folded like this. I had seen it in a whirlwind. I had had it, it talked to me. And seen it in the form of a light, but for the first time I ever seen the image of it. Walked up to me, real close. So, the prophet was describing how he met with this pillar of fire. If you read further down, you hear how he almost did like Moses to take off his shoe. Maybe that is in another book, Message of Grace. But he also did exactly what Moses did when he was in the presence of this pillar of fire. But what I want us to really look at is this great pillar of fire is here today. I just want us to be very, very clear of that. And we want to know that he is so concerned about what happens in your life. He is so concerned about what you meet in everyday life. He doesn't want to leave you like that. Like David says, I was young and now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. He will never forsake you. So he is always with you. If you go even to Psalms chapter 34:7. It says, the angel of the Lord encamped around them that fear him. And he delivered them. So, he is not just with you for the sake of it. But he is there for your protection. He is there for your good. So, you must actually love this pillar of fire. If you do something that will chase away the pillar of fire from your life, you are in trouble. If you do anything that will chase away the pillar of fire from your house, and you only remain with the picture, after grieving him away, you'll be in trouble. Real trouble. Brother, I think it behooves us to work day and night to make sure he is with us. To make sure he is around us. Because he always wants to be with you. After his resurrection, he says, "Lo, I am with you. And I will be with inside of you. To the end of the world." So he's still with us. Right. So the prophet says, okay. First, for the early spiritual experiences. 52:07-13a. He says, you love him? What am I trying to say now? Jesus is here with us. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Jesus is with us right now.
Amen.
How many believe that? The pillar of fire The pillar of fire that led the children of
Israel
was the angel of the covenant. Yeah? Let's see your hands, how many who believe that? That was our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, the Jehovah of the Old Testament, who showed himself to Moses as the angel in the burning bush, is the Jesus of the New Testament. And actually, if you go and check what the name Jesus means, Jehovah Savior. That's why you heard me saying I like the Shona one. Because the Shona one actually says Jehovah.
The Lord showed himself.
Jehovah, I want to Moses. I tend to go to the Awane Mari.
Moses
to
see God.
Pakati Begwe.
He spoke from the midst of the bush.
So you see, it's not just somebody who was in the Old Testament. And then yet another one in the New Testament. That was our Lord Jesus Christ, is that right? It was Christ the Anointed. He appeared to Moses. But it wasn't because he was with Moses. He was with the whole church. Hallelujah. That is why you heard me saying the character of Moses compatible with the character of the pillar of fire was also to be the same with the people that would follow him. Brother, sister, if we have such a Christian character, that almost approximates what Brother Branham was. I tell you, brother, we will be closer to heaven. We will be closer to heaven. Because that man was so much conscious that the pillar of fire was always around. And he would never do anything that would chase away the pillar of fire. So, brother, sister, from today on, let's have this as our prayer. Lord, please allow the pillar of fire to be always in our home. Because when you come from your home with your small lick of fire, she comes from her home with her little lick of fire. I also come from my home with that little lick of fire. Coming together, it becomes a big pillar of fire. So, what he did to Moses and the children of
Israel,
he can do today to us as well. The way he healed them, brother, if you think about the first Exodus, just by taking communion on one night, 40 years in the wilderness, Abana Zotora Kawane Pare in the Tavanga Pateka. But look, we are following the same pillar of fire. And we come here to Yet. Seek. Go back, seek. Which pillar of fire are we following? Which pillar of fire are we following? He is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He is the great I am. He doesn't change. He is always the same. With his power to heal. And he is actually yearning to heal you. Everybody who comes here, if I come here sick, and I go back sick, what report am I going to give? God didn't come to church. Will that be possible? It breaks the scripture. Brother Branham says he comes to church every day. So what will have happened? And you can't point a finger at God himself. You can only point to self. So brother, sister, the things of God are not done half again. We actually have to be sober. That's why Peter says, be sober. Brother Branham was talking about these other people who say, just go blank, go blank, go blank, just go blank. The devil put something in you. You don't have to be blank. You have to be very sane and very focused, and you know what you are coming here for. And you tell him, Father, if I go to meet you and I come back sick, whom am I going to say I have met? If I go with my problem, if I go with my question, and I go back unanswered, and I go back with my problem, whom am I going to say I have met? Brother, sister, we have to be very sane. I think I'm going to know what you're going to change. Who was told not what you have to change? Somebody because kind of change. Brother, when I come here, I want to meet God. And for sure, don't stand in my way. I will also not stand in your way. I will just come here for Him alone. When I come inside, I want to be shut in and shut out the world out of my life. And then I go before God. I tell my Father, brother, if you have such a relationship, as Pastor preaching the other time, he says, if you have that relationship and that connection, and you have that connection, then you can speak. And the line will not be blocked. It will be so clear. That is what we want. We want the God of Elijah. We want the God of William Branham here. We want the God of the pillar of fire.
Let me tell you the truth.
Ini andinga bofari ma brother and my sister.
I want to be healthy, brothers and sisters.
Mucheji medu tine picture a pillar of fire.
We have the pillar of fire picture in our church.
In our homes, tinao.
But in God's heaven, we have the pillar of fire picture.
Muma Bible medu tinao.
In our Bibles, we have the pillar of fire.
Kutingweja history.
And it just becomes different.
Maringa vatibatire.
May God help us.
May God really help us. We must just see the great I am, the same one who was there yesterday, who is there today, and it shall be forever. If that God of history cannot help me today, what good is it to worship Him?
How different are we from the apostle? It's better for us to go to the apostle ritual.
But if we are coming to the same God, I believe there's something real. For every one of us who is right here, I believe there's something very real. And that is just about you being connected to your God. And then he does what he did back there. And then you know he is the same Jehovah of the Old Testament with Jesus Christ of the New Testament. Who is the Holy Ghost in you? Brother, sister, I like this God. Because the way he does his things, he's so particular. Especially to his children. Especially to his children. Hey, brother. You heard what we said at the beginning? The godly character in the pillar of fire must be the same godly character that was in the prophet. And being translated must be the same godly character in the believer today. Okay.
53:0509.
The pillar of fire was the title. I paragraph 11. I just want to take right at the bottom. And the God of the Old Testament, Jesus Christ of the New, and the Holy Spirit of this day is the same Jehovah God living down through the age. Hallelujah! This is the same God that we are talking about. But when we talk about him, why are we talking about him? He has got his certain characteristics. God is known by his characteristics. And when he displays those characteristics, his children must be able to say, Amen, that's it. The prophet was talking here. I believe it is the message of grace. On paragraph 58, he says, let me just confirm. It's actually resurrection of Lazarus. 50:08-13a. So, Branham says,
Brother Branham,
I believe the Bible said he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Believe thou this? I believe he is the one who stopped the mouth of lions with Daniel. Believe thou this? I believe he is the one that is coming, some of these days in the great power. Believe thou this? I believe his power is here this afternoon. Tonight. I believe his power is here this night to heal every person in this building. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Believers are this? I believe you give every person the Holy Ghost. That one is right now.
Yes,
is Ozzy?
Yes, right
not
now.
Tomorrow. But right now.
Yes,
because he is here, Pap. He is right here. And he has come for that purpose. Believe in all this? He says, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe he is here wanting to heal this woman. That baby, that woman, all of you. Believe about this? I believe if we stand, let us stand and accept him then. Or in the audience. Let's stand and accept him.
That is
Mugaiti from Gamshira.
Let's stand and accept him.
Believe without this?
Dear my
brother, sister.
This is the God that we worship, my brother.
The God that we worship is not history.
The
God that we worship is the present tense. If you want history, go outside of this building. One thing I know for sure, wherever he comes, if there is death, there will be life. If there was sickness, there will be health. If there was weakness, there will be strength. Therefore, let him that is weak say, I am strong. Because he is here. Not because I am here. I'm actually here because he is here. Believe in all this? Believe in all this?
Let's come to
a
time where we bow our heads. To come to a time where we bow our heads. And receive our healing.
Tigamchire
kusimbiswa kwedu. And receive our strength. Tigamchire
zvikumbiro zvese zvatakakumbira.
And receive all our requests.
Because ari pano kashamwari.
Because he is here, my friend.
Ari pano.
He is here.
And he is here to minister to every need.
Kushumira kune chikumbiro chese.
Ngatikotamise uso wedu.
Let's go ahead.
Regerai ndingokumbira hangu.
Let me ask.
Our elder brother Mango, to come up front and close this section and ask God to provide to his people the needs of their hearts. They've opened their hearts. Because they know their God is right here. And they know he is able, more than able, to minister to every need. God bless you.
Yes.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Just make it a habit.